بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has protected us over the past few days and enabled us to complete 4 days of fast and the fifth night of Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We have concluded with the surah An-Nisa, and we've read most of surah Al-Ma'idah, which is the fifth chapter of the Holy Quran, and we've reached this, the first quarter of the seventh juz. Completed the first quarter of the seventh juz. We make dua for acceptance. We make dua that with every ayah recited, our iman increases. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that the true believers are those, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ. And when His verses are recited to them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. His verses increases them in faith. What we have to contend with through the days of Ramadan, besides the dunya which we always have to face, and besides our fellow man, which we know are also tests for us, we are tests for each other, but what we have to tend with even more and deal with even more is our nafs, our own inner selves, our egos and our lower selves. The nafs, on the tongue of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he says, "Inna nafs al-ammaratun bisu." The nafs is spoilt. The nafs wants lots of things. The nafs has cravings now. And the nafs, if addressed, can improve, can change. The nafs can become lawama. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ الْلَوَّامَ. It can be one that starts showing more concern about your state. It can be one that rebukes you from time to time. Why did you not do this? Why that? And why not more of this? Why not less of that? And then with more attention, the ultimate is what? That the nafs must become contented. The inner self. Calm. To the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the angels when the time is right for the angels to address you as Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, contented nafs. But it's difficult. It's difficult, this nafs. وَالنَّفْسُكَ الطِّفْلِ إِن تُهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَى حُبِّ الرَّضَاعِ وَإِن تَفْطِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ. The nafs is like a child, a small child. If you leave it, it will want to be nursed by the mother all the time. It won't want to fend for itself, eat for itself, try other foods. Want to be nursed all the time. But if you wean it, which is difficult after 2 years, like we must wean the child, get the child off the mother's milk. It's difficult, the child will fight, the child will cry. But after 3-4 days, it will start becoming accustomed to the weaning. Start becoming accustomed to the other avenues of nourishment. But if you leave it, it's going to just want what it wants. And you're going to give it all the time, thinking, okay, just to quiet it, so just give it. No, but sometimes we have to be hard on ourselves. It's difficult. Habil and Qabil. Habil and Qabil, the two sons of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. We recited about them tonight. And always we're looking at others. The issue with others. And now because I don't get my way, I want to make a way with the other. Like Qabil wanted to make a way with what? With Habil, his brother. But the problem was with him. He did not offer the best offering. The problem was with him. He did not want to comply to the command of Allah via his father, Adam alayhi salam, about the marriage. Now read up the story. Problem was with him. He wasn't right. But then what does Allah say in between? فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِي. His nafs beautified for him the killing of his brother. His nafs encouraged him to kill his brother. Look what the nafs can do. If you feed the nafs all the time. Father said, this one must get married to that one. Nafs say, me. Father say, now okay, you have to bring a qurban, sacrifice for Allah. He nafs say, khisma ina khitman. But he know there was better he could have given. And at the end, when it wasn't accepted, he got angry. Nafs say, make away with him. I'm going to kill you, take your life, he tells his brother. And then at the end, the nafs what? He said, how come do it? The nafs. In lots of verses, beautiful verses, Allah speaks about Bani Israel and Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, we know, is mentioned the most by name in the Holy Quran. And at the end, when they finally got away from Fir'aun, over the Red Sea, crossed the Canaan, the deserts, and they got to the doors of Canaan, Palestine, they were about to enter. The instruction was, no matter who's inside, Nabi Musa alayhi salam told them, Allah says, enter the Al-Ard al-Muqaddasa, enter the Holy Land. Right? And do not turn your backs. You'll be successful as long as you don't turn your backs. They said, but look, there's khurut men inside there. There's lots of people inside there. And we won't enter until they come out. Of the believers amongst the Bani Israel said, don't you hear what Musa alayhi salam says? He says that Allah says, the moment you enter, ghalibun, you are victorious. Just enter. So you know what they said? Because of their nafs. They said something grave. They said something huge. They said to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, fadhhaba anta wa rabbuk, you and your Lord go. فَقَاتِلَ you face whatever must be faced there. إِنَّا هَاهُنَا قَاعِدُونَ we are going to sit right here. When Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam left Medina because of the caravan they wanted to get, Abu Sufyan's caravan, and the things turned out differently, and the Quraysh came from Makkah, and the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam feared if they don't face them now at Badr, then they would go to Medina and get the women and the children and the elderly. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, look Sahaba, we never came out for this. But Allah has decreed that we have to face them tomorrow. What do you say? Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, one of the chiefs of the Ansar, you know what he said? He said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe in all that you have conveyed from Allah. We've pledged with you. And now I tell you on behalf of all my brothers and sisters, I tell you whosoever is here, we are not going to say to you like Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam. We're not going to say to you like they said, go you and your Lord, go and face them. We'll sit here. No, we're going to say to you, you, with all Allah's help, go, and we will be with you there. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, because they tamed their nafs. He didn't care like Abu Jahl cared. Abu Jahl knew the truth. Abu Jahl was attracted to the Quran. Abu Jahl knew what was right from wrong. He knew Al-Amin, Al-Sadiq. But he did not want to lose his position in the community. I must go under Muhammad's command. He forgot it was from Allah. But Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, one of the chiefs of the Aws and the Khazraj, one of the chiefs of the Ansar there in Medina, said, no, the truth, al-haqqu, ahaqqu an yuttaba, the truth is most deserving to be followed. So one last verse, and then I want to mention a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Allah says in the seventh juz, after everything said and done, there's bad that people do, there's good that people do, and the bad and the good cannot be compared, they cannot be compared to each other. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ even if the abundance of bad impresses you, don't worry about what all the people are doing. What is right and wrong is wrong, isn't it? He says, وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ even if the abundance of khubth, even if the abundance of evil impresses you, don't. He says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Oh, those who have believed, alaykum anfusakum. Anfusakum is the plural of nafs. You know what it means? Oh, those who have believed, be concerned about your nafs. Nah. Be concerned about your nafs. This ego here. Shayateen are all chained. Every inclination I have towards something, check. Is this good in this? It's just my nafs that wants to be pleased because I've become accustomed to things before Ramadan. It's so easy for me to slip into old habits. It's about self-control now. Self-control now. Alternatives. Looking at more healthy, productive, progressive alternatives. Making sense? No. So Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, came to Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood and others. He says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me something that I can say in the mornings and in the evenings. Now there's about four sections to what Rasulullah ﷺ taught him to say. But the one in between you can extract. It starts with, Allahumma alim al-ghayb wa shahada, fatir as-samawati wal-ard, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta, rabba kulli shayin wa malika. But then this part here. And you know the start really. What do you say before we go into the loo? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Just till there. You know what it means? Oh Allah, I seek protection in you minal, from something. Right? So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Abu Huraira, who was the most diligent and focused, he taught him in the mornings and evenings to say what? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri nafsi. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from the shar, from the bad, from the wickedness, from the evil of my nafs. I cannot do this alone. I'm going to consult with my teacher. I'm going to consult with my spouse, with my imam, with my colleague. But first and foremost, I must ask Allah's help. Dua is the what? Dua is ibadah. Dua is the essence of ibadah. There's nothing more honorable by Allah than dua. Nabi Muhammad SAW said this, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَى. And then the ayat of fasting were recited now in the witr again. If you go through those ayat of fasting, in between, Allah mentions a verse of dua. Because fasting is difficult. And fasting, not just staying away from food and drink, but fasting from what is wrong as well. See? I need the dua. Allah mentions a verse of dua. Check those verses. 185, 186 of Surah Baqarah. In between the ayat of fasting is an ayah of dua. So what did he say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Abu Huraira? In the mornings and in the evenings, if you walk out with one thing now, walk out with this dua. Start making this dua. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the shar of my own nafs, my nafs. The Imam khutbah Jumu'ah, you hear it in the second khutbah. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, we seek protection in Allah. Shurur is the plural of shar, from the evils of our nafs collected. وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا, and from the bad of our deeds. See how important it is? This year inside. That's why Sahaba all referred to the fighting out there on the battlefield as a small jihad. And what's the big jihad, Afif? The big jihad is the jihadun nafs. Subduing, controlling, suppressing the inner desires and self. I can have the bhajia, I can have the samosa, I can have the dalchi, but don't overdo it now. Just because I lust for it, just because it's there, so some self-control. I mean, today it's one dalchi less, tomorrow it's the extra khatam of the Quran. So it builds up most, bit by bit. Allah grant us tawfiq. Allah grant us understanding. Allah make us strong with ourselves first. We always speak about Sheikh Abadi, Allah irhamu. You know why Sheikh Abadi could be strict with other people? Ek was hier gewees in die masjid, man, by a nikah. And Sheikh Abadi said, I'm sitting next to him, klaga bacha. He's a one man sitting opposite the young man. Ek seen Sheikh take off his own kufiya. Sheikh threw the kufiya to the man. So tip kufiya of your kop. Sheikh could do that. You know why? He could be strict with others because he was strict on himself. No one could point the finger at him. Allah irhamu. Sheikh was a disciplined man, yo. Strict man. These are his students sitting there at the back and his friends and colleagues. Ask. These are people we must remember and think of and pray for and try to emulate. We need more Sheikh Abadi's kanala, man. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadhihi layla. فتحها ونصرها ونورها وبركتها وهداها ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها اللهم انا نعوذ بك من شرور انفسنا اللهم انا نعوذ بك من شرور انفسنا اللهم انا نعوذ بك من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا يا رب العالمين وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وحبيبنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.